Morning, John.
Morning, Melissa. How are you?
Oh, really good, thank you. Yeah, I've got the sun shining. Looks like you have too.
A nice day today.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, I need to start by welcoming you to the podcast and saying a big thank you to start off with for actually agreeing to give me some of your time to talk about affordable coaching and your part in it. So if we just kick off with what made you save a space for affordable coaching?
It's a really good question. I think obviously one of my main passions for what I do is coaching. Absolutely love coaching individuals, seeing individuals get from, you know, where they are to where they want to be. And I think we're not all in a position where we've got surplus funds.
Sure.
You know, life is challenging. Costs are, you know, rising. So I think if I can do something that I enjoy and I can give something back, and actually if it's affordable for individuals moving forward, I think as coaches we can all see the power that coaching can have.
Yes.
So for me, it aligned really well with who I am, my values, and doing something that I love doing.
Okay, and I know that you're a family man, and I know that you're a busy person, and you're also running your own business. So again, it just comes with a big thank you for keeping that space. And like you say, things are, you know, prices are rising. Even, you know, we've even got a look in our shopping basket. I kind of think, really? Is that all there is in it for what I've just spent out on it? And that kind of thought that actually I could, you know, I could have some help and support, whether I'm changing my career, whether I'm losing weight, whether I'm thinking about issues in my relationship, whatever it might be, that actually that cost of coaching might be, well, I'd really like it, but I can't actually do it right now. So it's just a thought, and then it doesn't actually happen. It doesn't actually take an action. So I think you're quite right, something you're really passionate about. So having said that, can you tell me more about what you're really passionate about in the coaching fraternity?
Yeah, so I set my coaching practice up a year ago now.
Okay.
And there's two main areas that I specialise in. One is leadership coaching and the other one is career coaching. And I guess one of my reasons for getting into coaching is that my background is working in HR as an HR professional.
Yes.
So I've been doing that for 10 years, but for half of that it's been as a business partner. And effectively as a business partner, you partner an area of the business and you provide the operational and strategic HR support that area needs. So you'd be having managers that would be coming up to you to say, I've got a people-related issue, or I'm running a new initiative.
Yes.
A project that I'd like your bit of your guidance or your support. And my natural go-to thing with them was, rather than to tell them what to do, was to be curious and was to ask questions, because I'm a firm believer that if you are asking an individual questions, effectively you're helping them explore what they need to get through themselves to give them clarity and to give them a bit more confidence moving forwards. So coaching was always something that came naturally to me, but it was more so kind of one of the reasons for doing what I do now is actually the validation and the impact that coaching can have. And I remember very vividly a conversation that an individual had with me to say, your approach as a business partner is very different to how I've had other partners come up to me, that it's very much other partners that be mentoring, telling what to do. And that's great, but actually your approach has really helped me navigate the situation that's unique and specific to me, and it's given me the clarity that I need to work through and to achieve the best outcome. That actually what I thought initially I needed to do after speaking to you was a very different approach. That for me was the validation and the impact that coaching
so,
could have.
So it sounds like, John, in some ways you were kind of naturally, but you were already doing that. You were actually looking at the person that was involved in the bigger picture of the business and seeing how they could actually fit with what they needed to do. And that real kind of that intrinsic core belief, if you like, that actually they do know. People do know, but they can't actually voice it, draw it out, and it sounds like you have the already have the ability to actually be able to, you know, see beyond. Don't give me a problem, give me a solution.
Absolutely, and I think when you're working in a job and it's a fast-paced job, you don't always have the luxury to give the quality time that coaching requires, because it's not always a quick process.
You're
There are
so
some quick
right.
wins that you can get with it, but it does take time. So I think that's kind of fueled me to create my own business. It was something that, like I say, that came naturally to me, and it was something that I feel that, you know, that I'm good at, and I can see the value that it can have. And I've been coached myself, and it's been incredibly powerful for me in kind of helping shape who I am as an individual and where I'm going. So I think going back to your original question, leadership coaching is definitely something that I've got a huge passion about, and it goes hand in hand with what I did in HR. The other area of coaching I specialize in is career coaching. And more specifically, it's helping people effectively transition from one role to another. So it may be an internal move within the same company, that ever elusive, promotion that individual's trying to get, but they're just not getting that opportunity. But for other people that I'm coaching at the moment, actually, they're in a position of misfortune, and maybe they've been made redundant, or they've left an organisation via agreement, and they're looking to transition into a new position for a new company, but they don't necessarily have the clarity of what that role would look like. They may have been out of a situation where they've not interviewed for a number of years. And you make yourself incredibly vulnerable going through those processes, because you're effectively opening yourself up for judgment in that interview process, and the possibility of rejection. So they're kind of the two main areas
I
I
mean,
focus
you
on at
know,
the moment.
that kind of that redundancy, and like you say, that kind of like, you know, I'm going to use the word slap in the face. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but that kind of like, right, you're not doing it anymore. You're not good enough anymore. You've had to, you know, reapply for the job that you've been doing, and no, sorry, you don't have it now. And then what do we do? You know, and you're so right that, you know, I think, and it's only what I think, it's not what I know, but the thought that redundancy, a real kind of plummet for, you know, where do I go now? What do I do? So absolutely invaluable, John, with people kind of being able to work with someone like yourself to find their way forward and back into employment, or indeed in a totally different field of employment. I expect that happens too. But yeah, something really, really, and I think it's a really challenging area to work in.
I think it is, and I think sometimes when there's career advisors, if you're going through school, you're going through college, you generally have a career advisor that you know
Yes,
that you
yeah.
can turn to, and they'll support you. They might give you some ideas in terms of what you could do, but when you get older, actually, there isn't,
Where do
you
you
know,
go?
necessarily that opportunity. So what I do isn't necessarily career advising individuals, but coaching is so powerful to tap into an individual's core values,
Really
what
is.
makes them truly fulfilled within a role, and that in turn, from what I've seen, has really empowered individuals to gain clarity on what it is that makes them happy, and they then know what they need to do to set themselves up for success for securing that role.
Have you ever worked with anybody that has actually just taken a, you know, a total different, you know, avenue, you know, kind of gone, actually, John, this is what makes me happy, and sort of gone whoosh somewhere else?
Yeah, so I was working with an individual. We had about six sessions in total. So there's a package that effectively that I've got that really helps understand an individual's values and motivations, what's going to make them fulfilled. Part of it is personality profiling as well. So you identify your true authentic self. So that's through this personality profiling. But this particular individual had worked within a sales environment for 20 years, had been through a number of internal interviews, had kept on getting knocked back, but with no credible feedback apart from the tokenistic, there was just a better candidate for the job. Unfortunately, he did well. So there was nothing tangible for him to work on. Then he came to me thinking, oh, I know sales, I've done
Yeah, I'm
sales,
great, but I'm not that
sales is what I'm
great.
going to do. But actually, when we did the unpicking and we explored what really makes him happy, who he is as an individual, he then soon started to realise actually that sales wasn't the most appropriate environment for him. Yeah. And there was really transferable skills that he had that we helped identify, and he's now gone off in a different position. He's about a month in now and really enjoying it. So
that was a nice story. That sounds like a great piece of work, and we are kind of we're running a little over time, but that's not too much of a problem. It's great talking to you as always, and just that small insight into your leadership coaching and your career coaching, and that actually, you know, you're running this package, and I know that you work really hard, and that you're, you know, continuing to give that and just saving that place for the affordable coaching team. So I feel like I say thank you a lot on these podcasts, but I do feel really grateful to all the coaches that are willing to work together as a team and offer this place for people that are not in a position that can actually you know, achieve what they want because finance is holding them back. And you work under your name, don't you, John? It's Collier Coaching. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, Collier Coaching. Yes. So if anyone's out there listening to this and they want to look up John, they can look up John through Collier Coaching, and also for on the affordablecoaching.com. So, John, it's great to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to perhaps unpicking a lot more of what you do, because it's very different style of coaching to my coaching, and I'm just really interested to learn more and remain curious, as we do as coaches. So enjoy the rest of your day, and bye-bye, and thank you. Okay, bye-bye for now, John. Bye-bye.